fishing all the time. Keep it going fishing too.
Oh yeah, it's time for a fishing report. Leaf is here. Hey Leaf.
How you doing, Dip?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't know if I... Yeah, I do see a little smile on your face. I knew there was one in your voice. We got, not Labor Day, Memorial Day.
Yeah, and I know. I always mix those two up myself.
You wouldn't think it'd be that hard, but First one is Memorial Day. Labor Day's at
That's
the end.
That's right.
I got it. Okay, so that means...
That means it's going to rain.
Well, yeah.
Every Memorial Day weekend, I swear, if there's one thing you can count on. And I do kind of see it coming in the weather forecast.
It totally looks possible. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we're still planning on going camping, my family and I, and some friends. Going to go camp up the Chewuk.
Oh, up the Chewuk.
Yeah.
Don't you usually go to one of the lakes up this way?
Usually what we do is we do a mushroom camp at this time of the year. Yeah. And so it has a lot to do with where. And so you might be thinking, we went to Rock Lakes.
Yeah.
Had a great time up there. Boy, there was that fire near there. But still, the lake itself was really beautiful. So we fished, caught cutthroat, picked mushrooms.
Well, actually, and going up the Chewuk kind of makes sense because the bigger stems are going to be running maybe a little bit high even.
Correct.
This.
And, you know... fishing might not even be the focus of this one. Sounds a little crazy coming from my mouth, but definitely going to try to fish a little bit of the upper Chewuk, possibly Boulder or Buck Lake, since I'm kind of up that way. And then we were just going to kind of poke around and try to find some mushrooms and do some family games, you know, around the camp area there. We got laser tag and everything for kids and all kinds of fun stuff. So, just looking forward to the Memorial Day weekend I know a lot of other people are. I would definitely not discourage people from coming over with that weather. I think it'll probably pan out to be a Methow, you know, rainstorm.
Yeah.
Last about 15 minutes at a time. Hopefully, knock on wood.
Yeah, I mean, we never know. But truthfully, rainstorms here are invigorating rather than like, oh, I'm going inside. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm going outside.
And, you know, those folks that are accustomed to camping out perhaps at Big Twin, at their nice little camp area there, got reason to be excited again. I know that a lot of folks really, really like the Twin Lakes, and it's kind of been down this year. It definitely wasn't a complete winter kill, but definitely a substantial one that happened in there. And so our local biologist here, area biologist Ryan Fortier, jumped all over it, you know, got us some nice fish put in there just recently, last week, I believe it was, got some 1,000 or so catchables, which are real good size this year, and jumbos, jumbos, I think they're calling them now.
Hmm.
And they truly are jumbo. They're like, you know, 3-4 pounds.
Oh boy.
And so, you know, those little twin and big twin have been re-upped so everybody can get back in there and get their big and little twin fixes as well. Rat Lake got a little bit of the same treatment itself too. I'm not sure if maybe they lost a few fish down there, but you can look forward to better catch rates at all three of those lakes now.
All right, Ryan. Thanks, man.
Yeah. He does, you know, he does a good job listening to input. He's getting his feet on the ground, I think, in this few seasons now and starting to get a good feel for what's going on.
Cool.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. Well,
that's going to be perfect for this holiday.
So. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and before that, Davis was probably getting the spotlight for catch per hour and a few holdovers as well. I know Campbell's been producing. Not sure about Cougar. It's just had a few tough years with that, you know, fire runoff coming into there.
Oh, yeah.
Patterson Kokanee, Patterson Spiny Ray, been doing great. Also heard of some really fat Kokanee down at Alta. Via my buddy Kane at Heavy Hitter Outfitter. If you're ever into doing something like that, I've got his information on my Facebook site and everything else too.
He goes out on lakes.
Yeah, Chelan and all those. You know, it's been a good kokanee year, obviously, all around, because my buddies that do that at Bobberdown and Heavy Hitter have just been, you know, hauling in some great fish. Cool. And they're, you know, now they're catching these, I believe they're summer Chinook. Can't remember if they're triploided or not, but they put Chinook into Lake Chelan. And I think the limit is only one, but boy, these things are nice. They're like 5-6 pound and they look just like the kokanee. Nice and red meat.
Hmm.
So if you got it's 10 kokanee at Chelan. If you got your 10 kokanee and one of those big old landlocked Chinooks, boy, you'd be stoked.
I wonder how they're fishing those Chinooks.
They're just catching them as a bycatch with the kokanee. So downriggers, flashers,
downriggers,
and spinners.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, still encouraging people to check out those middle elevation, further back there, low elevation lakes like Black Lake, you know, still there again. Be a great time to hit that. I prefer a float tube in that thing because it's deep, sinking line, some big leeches and stuff. It's known to have bull trout in there, rainbow trout, and cutthroat. Always treat those bull trout with care, but you might just get lucky and see one in there.
That'd be cool.
You know, also Tiffany, maybe a possibility. Still haven't gone there. I heard word. But, you know, if you can get to the top of Freeze Out Butte there, just above Roger Lake, if you can get past that point, you'll be able to get the rest of the way in there, as long as there's no washouts or anything. And if you get turned around at a Freeze Out, you're just a couple miles past Roger. Just turn around, head in there, and go fish that. That's always great fun so for cutthroat.
If somebody has got over, maybe give you a call.
Yeah, let me know, please. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, while you're up there, since it's Memorial Day weekend, you could even get your moving water fix finally and fish the top end of Boulder Creek.
Oh, that'd any be of
these
so other, cool.
These streams. Every river in the state, unless otherwise specified and very few exceptions, will be opening on Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. So we can finally get our flies moving again.
That sounds like a spot for me. I like the little waters.
Oh, perfect for a Tinkara.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, dabbing. Tinkara stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be a little bit high for a little while, but higher up in these tributaries and then higher up in the main stems of the Chewup Twispin. Matt Howell, in about 2 weeks from now, I usually will start kind of milking the soft water at anywhere between 4,000 to 5,000. You can start to hit those big back eddies, hit the side channels.
Yeah.
And, you know, yesterday I looked, it was 12,000 CFS. And we were dropping almost 1,000 or 2 a day.
Okay.
So it won't take long. It always does start to slow down in its drop here. I can't remember. It must be around 6 or 8. You know, it kind of likes to level off and take its time dropping more from there. But we'll get spots in these rivers that are fishable.
You know,
soon.
I got to say, this is the part of the whole deal that I love talking to you, because you're so much more familiar with the spots in the river that... Yes, maybe 90% of it is too big.
Right.
But there are those spots. How do you read the river? How do you approach those spots? That's always, I don't know, the science of it.
Yeah.
The art of it. I just dig that part.
Well, and you know, just lucky enough to have grown up here, you know. It's definitely a thing where you could use it to your advantage and see some water and fish some water that you wouldn't usually fish, either higher up in the system or even just in these side channels where they'd usually be just too slow a water or too warm a water in the main part of the season. You know, get to know a different part of this river.
Well, here's a question for you. So the last couple of fish reports we've had, the river's been too big. And 1 week I remember questioning you, so what's going on? What's fish life when it's running high and muddy? And by and large, it looks like they're just sort of holding down, not able to feed too much. Are they going to be hungrier as things clear up and slow down?
Well, and during that time, we also had, remember, a lot of them spawning too. So that took up a lot of their ambition. Any of the Oncorhynchus family, that's cutthroat and rainbow. So then we've got our bull trout and our whitefish. They do their thing in the fall and winter. Mm-hmm. So they might have been thinking more about eating during this period and also just kind of moving down out of their winter haunts too. And so you would have had a certain amount of fish trying to eat where they could, but they also could have been way up in the system. Like in the case of bull trout, they could have been up the Chewup, up Lake Creek, through Black Lake, and up into, I believe it's Fox Creek or something like that, the one above. And they could have still just been working their way back out of there. So they might not have even really been experiencing that high water, or they might have been chilling in the lake for a little while and then move out of the lake once they kind of smell the dirt leaving the system. You know,
seems like they got a good system. They kind of know the plan and they travel at the right times and they're not
absolutely
stuck in the crap.
You know, and like right now I can give you firsthand accounts. I'm trapping Bridge Creek right now for outgoing steelhead for the kelp that have spawned already.
Yeah.
And so I'm trapping in reverse, trapping downstream moving fish. And I've still got fish that are up above my weir on Bridge Creek steelhead that are spawning. So they're still in the middle of spawning. I've, you know, yet to figure out, and I think there's not a lot of knowledge in this field, but I'd really love to figure out kind of where the spawn timing of cutthroat or relates to the steelhead, because we know we have some hybrid. But obviously there's like either a little bit of a buffer in time or place, or just the fact that, you know, maybe the cutthroat are smaller and they can't dominate that spawning pair. You know, it could be any one of those three scenarios that lead to only so much hybridization, or it could be a timing thing. So they may have already wrapped up and they may already be down into the system and starting to feed ahead of the steelhead. I always also wondered if maybe they kind of adjusted and, like a lot of fish will do, spawn slightly after and feed on the steelhead eggs before they spawn.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I know there is a little bit more effort being put forth to track some of these fish in the few places that we can, such as the mm-hmm. Twist Weir. WDFW is doing some of that work, but I'm just really, really looking forward to learning more about that.
I was going to say all of those different scenarios have merit.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that you scientist guys are still working on all this.
Yeah, well, and you know, it just, it really behooves us to learn about these fish as much as we can so we can stay out of their way or do what we can to help them do their thing, which we've been doing a lot of with these stream re-enhancement projects. Mm-hmm. Really looking forward to seeing what the Yakima's project up there at Newby Narrows is looking like. That's just upstream of the turnoff to Bridge Creek. It's always been one of my favorite areas in the river to fish. I think just like all the rest of these, like the Salmon Bank did and everybody else, just going to make these areas fishier. So it's
fishier, yeah.
Yeah, just really looking forward to seeing these systems kind of re-mature. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and, you know, I guess that's pretty much the big news for us this week. Just rivers are opening up. Lowland is in its prime. You know, right now through June is when you want to be hitting those. You know, as well, there are a couple of possibilities in the backcountry, Beaver Lake and Rock Lakes. Don't forget those. If anybody needs to some directions to these, can't find them, or just wants some fishing tips or wants to book a trip, you can always give me a call at 509-429-7298. You can check me out at medhowfishingadventures@gmail.com, or you can check out the blog and podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And I would, as always, like to thank our great friends over there at North 40 with a selection of over 100 leech patterns. Boy, I think they caught on that's one of our favorites around here.
Yeah.
You can also get your new lines for the spring, your new trout rods, everything you need to get geared up for this season at great prices, great selection. They'll always get anything in there you need. You can check them out at OMAC at their store location and online at north40flyshop.com. I hope all y'all going to take care of one another. Be careful around that river, but don't forget, you better get that fish right home.
And then after that, you can say, Nashville cats pick clean, country water.